Welcome to Between Two Covers on KVNO. I'm Dr. Teresa Carmody, Associate Professor in UNO's Writers' Workshop and author of A Healthy Interest in the Lives of Others. Joining you to review One Mint One, Pragita Sharma's sixth collection of poetry published in 2025 by Wave Books. Sharma's title revises Barnett Newman's 1948 painting, One Mint One. A work of abstract expressionism, the painting is organized around a single orange-red vertical line set against a deep burgundy field. Newman called it, quote, the beginning of my present life, end quote. The line becomes not simply a compositional device, but a meditation on color, space, and relation. Sharma's title changes only one thing. The Roman numeral one becomes the word one, W-O-N. This homophonic shift opens the worlds held within a single word while asking us to consider what is gained and what it costs to arrive at a present life. This book follows her collection Grief Sequence, which mourn the loss of her first husband to cancer. In One Mint One, her beloved second husband is now dying, also from terminal cancer. Sharma will, by the book's end, be double widowed. So this is a book about grief and fate and loss and acceptance. It is also about relation. For while death may be an abstraction, these poems refuse abstraction's comforts. Every loss has a face, a history, a grammar. There is the loss of husbands, but also of marriage, friendship, stepchildren, and the selves we become in relation to other people. Like Newman, Sharma is interested in first principles. What is a poem? What can a line do? In Metaphorically Charged, she writes, quote, I was keen to add nouns. I wanted to add wound to the comparison, end quote. A noun is, of course, a person, place, or thing. It can also be concrete or abstract, proper or not. In Sharma's poems, the line becomes a sentence, becomes a line, becomes a fragment, or not. Like in these two lines from Mothering, Sharma writes, quote, I thought losing all of them would be the end, but the end is an awakening. To look closely at who I thought I was, I am my end of the end. There is a radical gesture here, not transcendence, but inhabiting one's own consciousness with all its responsibility, vitality, and power. Sharma's poems ask aesthetic questions that are inseparable from ethical and political ones. How do we live with another person? What do we owe one another? What forms can hold our histories? Over and again, the poems ask questions until the punctuation itself seems to give way. Questions become statements without becoming answers. Questioning becomes a way of being. Like Newman's painted line, Sharma's poetic line divides and joins at once, holding this and that, presence and remembering, within the same gesture. Pragita Sharma will read in Omaha at the Samuel Bach Museum this fall as part of the Writer's Workshop reading series. I'll be there on Wednesday, September 23rd, and dear listener, I hope you will be too. This is Dr. Teresa Carmody with UNO's Writers' Workshop and Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts Today.